This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. For smaller farmers, competing in today's agricultural economy can feel nearly impossible. Steve Sando of Rancho Gordo suggests going it alone is risky, and the old model of cooperatives might see a resurgence in small-scale U.S. agriculture. Sando has seen a number of small farms domestically come and go, trying to build a business relying on just farmers' markets.
In Mexico, in the villages where we're buying the beans, they do co-ops. So all the neighbors get together and grow the same bean. And I keep thinking maybe that's a way for smaller American farmers to compete, especially as now I just heard one of the packing houses for fruit in California that's been there for 100 years is closing. And it's just getting worse. So how do you make it better? And the hard part, I know, with farmers markets now, when I started out, there weren't that many. And now every chamber of commerce wants a farmers market, and they don't care if you make any money. But for you to get up at dawn, drive 2 hours, sit in the sun, and have people haggle over the price, it's heartbreaking. I mean, you have to find that one thing that every chef wants that no one's doing, that you could own that. And you could actually pre-sell it and not even have to go to market. You could say, oh, no, we've got it, but you have to do our CSA or the chef has to order it.
Again, that's Steve Sando with Rancho Gordo.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.